生活都是晋升与增高的生活。
That our whole life we're trying to go deeper and go higher.
早先在分享信息之前，我想先要借这个机会感谢许多弟兄姐妹这些日子的带导，也感谢神的恩典。
So before I start today's message, I want to thank for your prayer.
大概在十二月多的时候呢，那我姊妹萱萱姊妹她的妹妹因着卵巢癌第三期。在台湾开刀动手术。
In December, Michelle's sister had cancer and she had to have a surgery in Taiwan.
但是开刀之后呢，就一直都很危急。
And after the surgery, she has been in critical condition.
因为她也有后期的肝硬化。
Because she also has another disease.
Cirrhosis.
Oh, cirrhosis.
然后她整个腹水的情形非常严重，大概有两万 cc 的腹水。20,000 cc 那 fluid 在 stomach 里面。
Oh, the fluid was trapped in her stomach, 20,000 cc, and she was swollen.
所以每天呢要排几千 cc 的水出来。
So every day the doctor had to help her to release some water so she's not so swollen.
然后后来这个肾也就开始衰竭。
And then her kidney started to fail.
然后血小板是非常非常的低。
And then her white blood cell is low.
Yeah. 那个，然后呢，他的凝血功能就不好嘛，哈。
And her blood is not functioning.
然后他就有胃出血。
And then there's internal bleeding in her stomach.
然后有一段时间开始这个有点神志不清楚，后来照出来好像里面有头脑里面又一些出血的情形。
And then she started losing conscious, and there's also internal bleeding in her brain.
但人看整个的情形是一直往下去。
So as a man looking at her, she's just going downhill.
医生就讲说大概只有三到五天了。
And then the doctor told us that she would only live for another 3 to 5 days.
就发出病危的通知。
So that she sent out this message, it's a critical message.
但是感谢主，有好多弟兄姐妹在主面前不住的祷告。
But thanks to the Lord that all the brothers and sisters start praying for her.
感谢神的恩典，真的是没有放过她。
Thanks to God's mercy and grace that God did not let her go.
后来看见说她的这些腹水的情形慢慢停下来。
And then we see that her swollen is getting better.
那整个的情形没有往下走，开始往好的地方去了。
And instead of going downhill, she started going now better, going uphill.
后来我姊妹说，她有一个感动，要把她妹妹带回到美国来。
And then Michelle has a thought, and she wanted to bring her sister to the United States.
就我1月21号就回到台湾去。
So January 21st, we went back to Taiwan.
当我第一次看到她妹妹的时候，
and the first time I set my eyes on her,
她已经有将近两个月躺在床上，没有下过床，没有活动过。
She has been on her bed for 2 months without any movement.
她的体重有106公斤呢，大概是230磅。
And then her weight has now become about 230 pounds.
她整个人是没有力量的，躺在那个地方。
And she's been lying down for 2 months, so she is now without any strength.
她神志不是很清楚的。
She was unconscious.
我说这怎么可能把她带回到美国呢？
And then I said to Michelle, how can we bring her back to the United States?
在我来看，我觉得是不可能的。
So in my thoughts, I thought it would be impossible.
2月1号。
But February 1st,
我们真的把她带到美国来了。
We took her to the United States.
虽然有很多的不容易，
even though it was not easy,
她只能勉强站起来，最多走个两三步。
She could only barely walk for maybe 2 or 3 steps at a time.
弟兄姐妹，
but brothers and sisters,
常常看见眼前的，我们很不容易来透过我们所见的来认识到我们的神是无所不能的神。
A lot of times we see what's around us and we can't see through it. We can't see God that is behind it.
今天早间萱萱的妹妹在婆婆那里一同和弟兄姐妹一同敬拜赞美神。
So this morning Michelle's sisters is with her at Pomona Church praying and worshiping together.
我们只有感谢赞美主。
And all we can do is thank the Lord.
她的作为何等的奇妙。
How wonderful is his work.
这些日子特别也看见神在他妹妹的里面所做的工作。
And through all this time, not only physically, but internally, what the Lord has done to her.
肉身有一天都要过去。
One day our flesh will go away.
但是神纪念他妹妹在年轻的时候也曾经爱主。
But God remembers that in her youth, she loved the Lord.
后来好长时间，她失落在这个世界里面。
And then she was lost in the world for a while.
借着这一段日子。
But through this difficult time,
我们看见神在她的里面要来得着她。
We see that our Lord wants to take her back.
常常听见她在祷告的时候，让我也很受感动。
And when she prays, I was touched.
我们把荣耀赞美归给主。
So let all the glory and thankfulness be to our Lord.
早前我们在这里一同交通的信息，一个题目是按真理而行。
So today our topic will be to walk in the truth.
我们一起来读约翰二书第四节。
Second John chapter 2 verse 4.
我见你的儿女有照我们从父所受之命令遵行真理的。就甚欢喜。我们读约翰三书第四节。
Third John 4.
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。哎呀，老约翰他在讲到说，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，他说我的喜乐没有比这个大的。
So when John at his older age, he said, I was very glad to find some of your children walking in truth.
神的儿女不只是认识真理。
So as children of God, not only we know the truth,
而且是按真理而行。
But we act in the truth.
把里面的真理能够行出来，能够活出来。
So the truth that is in us, we can act it out and walk it out.
他说我的喜乐没有比这个大的。
And he says, there's no greater joy than this.
在服侍主的人里面呢，有很多事情会让你非常喜乐的。
For people that serve the Lord, there are things that can make that person joyous.
有人蒙恩得救了，我相信我们都很喜乐。
When someone is saved, I think we are all joyous.
教会增长了，我们都很喜乐。
When the church grows, I think we are all joyous.
但是他说没有比这个更大的喜乐。
But John here says that he has no greater joy than this.
是什么呢？
What is it?
就是神儿女按真理而行。
Is to hear the children walking in the truth.
神儿女按真理而行，老约翰他说没有一个喜乐比这个更大的。
When the children walk in the truth, there's no greater joy than that.
到底什么是真理？
What is the truth?
很多时候，当我们讲到真理的时候，人所想到的是一些道理。
When we talk about the truth, a lot of times people will think of facts.
人讲说我守真理是守一些我认为是对的这个原则。
When people say I hold on to the truth, sometimes it means they hold on to their own principles.
我们来看一下圣经告诉我们什么才是真理呢？
But let us understand what the Bible says is the truth.
约翰福音第十四章第六节。
In John 14:6,
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
Jesus said to them, I am the way and the truth and the life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
With no one comes to the Father but through me.
所以主在这里很清楚告诉我们说，我就是真理。
So here Jesus tells us clearly that He is the truth.
我们的主他自己就是真理。
That our Lord Himself is the truth.
在约翰一书第五章第七节。
First John 5:7.
他那边讲到做见证的有血有水。
He says that there is the Spirit and the water that testify.
那并且有圣灵做见证。
And also the Spirit to be the witness.
因为圣灵就是真理。
Because the Spirit is the truth.
圣灵也叫做真理的圣灵。
The Spirit is also called the Spirit of truth.
要带我们进入一切的真理。
The Spirit that will lead us into the truth.
所以神的话讲得很清楚，圣灵就是真理。
So God's word is very clear that the Holy Spirit is the truth.
在约翰福音十七章第十七节。
In John 17:17,
他说求你用真理使他们成圣。
He says that use the truth to consecrate us.
你的道就是真理。
That your way is the truth.
神的话就是真理。
His word is the truth.
所以我们从圣经里面直接我们来领受，我们就很清楚到底什么是真理呢？
So reading from his words, what is his truth?
主耶稣说我就是真理。
Jesus says, I am the truth.
圣经讲到说圣灵就是真理。
The Bible says the Holy Spirit is the truth.
圣灵也告诉我们说神的话神的道就是真理。
And the Bible also says God's words and his way is also the truth.
当我们一起来读到约翰二书约翰三书。
So now when we come back to the second John and third John,
我们知道在当时候的背景他们已经有许多的异端邪说在那里出现。
And we know that at that time back in history, there's a lot of extremists and cults within the Christian community.
特别是有一个主义叫做诺斯底主义。
Especially there is the Gnosticism.
一面他们是崇尚智慧。
Because this group of people, they only focus on knowledge.
另外一面他们认为说物质都是邪恶的。
And then on the other hand, they think that all physical things are evil.
所以他们不接受耶稣基督是道成了肉身的。
So they don't accept the fact that Jesus has come in flesh.
神那么圣洁。 这么公义，这么荣耀，
How holy and righteous is this God?
他们没有办法把这位荣耀的神跟邪恶的物质肉身连在一起。
And they cannot imagine that this holy God can have anything to do with evil physical things.
所以同样的，他们就否认耶稣他就是神。
So that's why they rejected Jesus as the Lord.
所以我们知道说，初代教会他们就面对非常
So from these books, we know that the early churches, they were being persecuted.
我们看见老约翰他写信给他们。
So that John, in his older age, is writing letters to his church.
好像他写的是有点像是个人的书信。
It is like a personal letter.
但是今天我们要一起从他所写的里面摸到一个他所面对的环境，他所要告诉教会的，应该所认识的。
But today, through his letters, we could understand his will, what he wants to say to his church. Look at the target audience of his letters.
约翰二书他说，做长老的写信给蒙拣选的太太。
In 2 John, it starts with the elder to the chosen lady and her children.
那所以呢，这可能是一个个人，那也可能是指着教会。
So it could be to an individual, or it could have been for a church.
写给这位太太和她的儿女。
It's written to the chosen lady and her children.
所以他讲到说，就是我诚心所爱的。
Whom I love in truth.
Love in truth, 就在真理中所爱的。
Whom I love in truth.
他是讲到真诚、真实、真理。他说，不但我爱。 也是一切知道真理之人所爱的。
And then he says, and not only I, but also all who know the truth.
所以你看见老约翰他的爱是非常特别的。
So you see that this love that John is writing about is special.
我们都知道约翰呢，他是一个爱的使徒。
We know that John is the apostle of love.
很多的地方他讲到那个爱。
And in many places he talks about love.
他教我们彼此相爱。
He tells us to love one another.
他讲到说神就是爱。
And he says that God is love.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
We love because he first loved us.
他在主的胸膛，他是那么亲近主的。
In love's bosoms, he is very close to God's love.
这里他讲到爱呢，他说爱你们是为真理的缘故。
But then here, John says that I love you because you know the truth.
是为真理的缘故，他才爱他们。
It's because of the truth that John loves them.
真理存在我们里面。
That the truth abides in them.
也必永远与我们同在。
And will be with us forever.
这是。 约翰二书,
and that's the second John.
约翰三书呢，他是写给一个该犹。
And then in the third John, this letter is written to the beloved Gaius.
他说做长老的写信给亲爱的该犹。
He starts with the elder of the beloved Gaius.
我们知道他在写这些书信已经是他最后的一段日子了。
And we know that when John wrote these two letters, he was at his very advanced age.
老约翰。 他是使徒,
this elderly John, he was an apostle.
他在耶路撒冷教会, 他也是曾经也是一个柱石,
and in Jerusalem, he was a minister.
但是他在这里, 他在当地的一个教会, 他站在一个长老的地位上,
and now he is the elder of the church.
他写给该犹, 他说, 就是我诚心所爱的。
And then he says, the elder of the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth.
是在真理中所爱的。
Whom I love in the truth.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常把爱和真理站在两个不同的位置上。
Brothers and sisters, a lot of time we separate love from truth.
但是我们读到哥林多前书13章第6节。
But when we read to 1 Corinthians 13:6,
爱是不喜欢不义。
He says, love is when you dislike unrighteousness.
只喜欢真理。
And only like the truth.
在人来讲，很多时候。 你有爱的时候，好像就没有办法顾全到真理。
In man's perspective, sometimes when you choose love, you feel like that you are not choosing the truth.
有些人好像觉得他是完全要顾到真理。
And some people, they think that they have to just focus on the truth.
但是表现出来呢, 他好像就缺少了爱。
But when they act it out, they are lack of love.
但是我们真的知道爱是不喜欢不义, 只喜欢真理。
But let us understand that to love is to love truth as well.
所以当老约翰他在二书三书都讲到神的儿女按照真理而行, 他里面是何等的喜乐,
So when John wrote this letter to his children in 2 John and 3 John, he wrote in love and also in truth, because there's no greater joy than seeing his children to walk in the truth.
那但是怎么样按照真理而行呢?
But then how do we walk in this truth?
他写了二书,
then he wrote 2 John,
他也写三书,
and he also wrote 3 John.
而我们从这两卷书里面就看见 有一个非常平和的在爱和真理,它没有冲突的。
So we see in these both letters that love and truth can go parallel. They're not against each other.
我们一起来读一下约翰二书第五节。
So let's read 2 John 5.
太太啊,
now
我现在劝你,
just as though I were
我们大家要彼此相爱, 这并不是我写一条新命令给你, 乃是我们从起初所受的命令。 他讲到说要彼此相爱,
he says that we ought to love one another.
这是主他起初他所给我们的命令,
and this is the commandment from the Lord.
是的,我们从主得着这个新的命令,
that now we have received this new commandment.
因为我们领受一个新的生命,
because we have received a new life.
这个生命是一个爱的生命,
and this new life is the life of love.
他告诉我们神就是爱,
so here he tells us that that God is love.
这个爱今天在我们的里面,
and this God and love is now in us.
所以我们能够彼此相爱。
So that's how we can love one another.
但是我们看见说, 当神儿女要彼此相爱的时候,
but when we see when children of God try to love one another,
要把这个爱的生命活出来,
you have to manifest this life of love.
但是今天呢, 我们看见, 当 老约翰写这封书信的时候, 当时已经有许多的异端, 有许多假师傅在那里出现了。
But we see that when John wrote this letter to his churches, there are a lot of false prophets and deceivers in the church already.
他这个讲到爱是这么的神圣, 是神就是爱。
He talked about this love, this holy love that is from God himself.
但是爱是不违背真理的。
And yet this love is not refusing the truth.
所以很多弟兄姐妹, 说今天爱世界上每一个人,
so a lot of people proclaim that they love everyone.
但是这个爱呢, 约翰在这里要告诉我们, 爱是不能够违背真理的。
But here it says that this love cannot go against the truth.
所以在第二章第九节, 开始这边讲到说, 凡越过基督的教训, 不常守着的, 就没有神, 常守着教训的, 有父, 又有子。
So on 2:9, 2 John 9, it says, anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ does not have God. The one who abides in the teaching, he has both the Father and the Son. Here, John tells them a very serious matter. It talked about the teaching of Christ. Not a lot of lessons of Jesus.
这边讲到基督的教训,
but the teaching of Christ.
是讲到我们的信仰,
he talked about our faith, our belief.
是讲到基督的所事和他的所做,
he talked about who Christ is and what he has done.
他在这边所面对的不是说一些你的看法这样,我的看法这样。
Here, John is not talking about your perspective or what I think about things.
他在这边所面对的是这些传异端的。
But here, who he is speaking against are the false prophets.
越过了基督的教训,
the people that has gone too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ.
不承认耶稣基督是道成肉身来到地上的,
these people that refuse to understand that Christ is the Word in flesh.
然后约翰曾经写, 我们知道他写约翰福音,
we also know that John wrote the Gospel of John.
他讲得那么清楚, 太初有道, 道与神同在,
he says that in the beginning that there is the Word is with God.
道就是神,
the Word is God.
这道太初与神同在,
in the beginning, the Word is with God.
他在约翰福音里面讲得很清楚, 道成了肉身,
and then in the book of John, it says clearly that the Word became flesh.
住在我们中间,
and now abides in us,
丰丰满满, 有恩典, 有真理,
filled with grace and truth,
是必须这位神, 他成了肉身,
it is this God that has become flesh.
他站在人的地位上,
to take on the position of a man.
他是完全的神,
he is on one hand true God.
他是完全的人,
on the other hand, he is truly a man.
他才能够成为我们的代替,
because of that, he can now be our substitute.
他也能够成为我们的代表,
he can now be our propitiation.
我们才知道说主在十字架所完成一切的工作,
so then on the cross, the Lord has completed his work.
真是站在我们的地位上,
he took on our position.
哦, 他那个不知罪的为我们成为罪,
the one who is without sin has taken on the sins for us.
他为我们受了咒诅, 受了审判,
and for us he was cursed and he was judged.
他是那位义的代替我们这些不义的,
the one who is righteous has taken on the place of the unrighteous.
弟兄姐妹, 这是神的心意,
brothers and sisters, that's God's will.
在当时候这些异端邪说,
but at that time the Cossacks extremists, what they proclaim,
他们不承认 神的儿子, 神的肉身,
they refuse to believe that Christ is the Word in flesh.
所以这边讲得很清楚, 凡越过基督教训的,
it says here, anyone who goes too far and does not abide in the teaching of Christ.
所以这里我们就知道, 特别是关乎到我们的信仰,
so this talks about what we believe in.
不是讲到一些其他的教导,
not the other lessons.
所以他说, 若有人到你们那里,
if anyone comes to you,
不是传这教训,
and does not bring this teaching,
他说不要接他到家里,
do not receive him into your house,
也不要问他的安,
and do not give him a greeting.
啊, 所以有的时候我们听见有些弟兄姐妹, 那些敲门的哈,
so sometimes there are people that come knock on your door,
什么耶和华见证人会啊, 摩门教的啊,
they are Jehovah Witnesses or they are from the Mormon.
啊, 他说对他们也要有爱心啊, 也不好这么严厉的拒绝啊,
and you may think that you should still love them and you should not just close the door on them.
啊, 还有很多觉得, 哎呀, 他们这个跟他学学英文也不错啊,
some may even think that I can learn English from these people.
弟兄姐妹, 我们看见老约翰, 他写的时候, 他是面对一个非常严重的一个问题。
Brothers and sisters, when John wrote this letter, the church is facing a critical moment.
他说不要接他到家里来。
He says, don't receive them into your house.
所以曾经, 有一个弟兄, 他拿一本这个, 耶和华见证人出的什么守望台的这个杂志, 问另外一位老姊妹。
A brother bought over a magazine from a Jehovah Witnesses to talk to another sister.
他说这个印的也很漂亮啊,
and then he said, this is a beautiful magazine.
他们也都讲他们是信主的啊,
and then it talks about Jesus.
那个姊妹说, 你手都不要碰啊, 你拿着火钳子把它钳出去, 是烧掉, 是丢掉了。
And then the elder sister says, don't even dare touch it with your hand. Use a tongue and throw it in the trash can.
这个说不要接他到家里。
Because here it says, do not receive them into your house.
他传的是越过基督教训的。
What these people are teaching are far beyond Christ.
不承认耶稣基督就是神的儿子的。
The one who does not accept Christ does not accept the Father.
不要问他的安。
Do not even greet them.
不要同情。
Do not have sympathy on them.
不要欢迎,
don't greet them.
我们知道这是面对一个非常大的征战,
because we know that at that time you're facing a battle.
他说因为问他安的就在他恶行上有份啊,
and he says the one who gives him a greeting participates in his evil deed.
所以我们里面有一个非常严重的警惕,
so let us be warned.
问他安的就在他恶行上是有份的,
the one who greets him participates in his evil deed.
所以弟兄姐妹在初代教会似的, 那个爱是那么的丰富, 那么的宝贵。
So brothers and sisters, at the beginning of the church, the love is precious.
但是遇到信仰上, 在征战的当中, 他们是断然拒绝的。
But for the people that has gone too far and gone astray, the love stopped at them.
在真理中, 他们来彼此相爱。
In the truth, they love one another.
所以我们知道真理, 是这么的重要,
so let us understand how important it is, this truth.
神的儿女按照真理而行, 老约翰说, 他的喜乐没有比这个大的。
That I have no greater joy than seeing his truth and walking in the truth.
所以在二书里面我们特别看见,
so in 2 John we should see this.
因为他讲到要彼此相爱, 这是神给我们的命令。
On one hand, we have to love one another because that's the new commandment.
另外我们要持守真理。
On the other hand, we have to stand firm for our truth.
越过基督教训的, 他的态度是非常严厉绝对的。
To the people that has gone too far and abandoned Christ's teachings, we have to say no.
我们再来读到约翰三书。
And now we come to Third John.
我们读一下约翰三书第三节。
Let's read Third John chapter three, verse three.
有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。他讲到该由。
Then he talks to the church of Gaius.
弟兄来证明他心里所存的真理。
This brother has come and testified to the truth.
正如你按真理而行。
That is how you are walking in truth.
弟兄姐妹，真理不只是在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, the truth is not just in us.
神要我们能够把在里面的真理呢，能够行出来，能够活出来。
God wants us to reveal and act out this truth that is in us.
所以按真理而行，就会有一个见证在地上能够出现。
So when you are walking in truth, then you are the testimony.
让我们看见说，今天神在儿女们当中，他的心意是要得着一个见证。
So let us understand that God's will on us is to have witnesses.
我们这一年的主题是讲到耶稣基督的启示，还有耶稣基督的见证。
And our theme of this year is the testimony of Christ and to be witnesses of Christ.
今天神在我们中间，在我们个人身上，他都要得着是一个见证能够出现。
Today, what the Lord wants to receive from us is for us to be His witness.
按真理而行。
To walk in truth.
按真理而行。当我们在读到该由他身上所活出来的那个特点到底是什么？
So to walk in truth is Gaius. What has he done that is special?
如果你强调真理，
If you're focusing on the truth,
也许有一般人会觉得说，也许迪米丢所做的或者才比较像是好那个在真理上那么绝对哈。
Some people, if you're focused on the truth, maybe Demetrius is a better testimony.
那今天如果说我们知道一个候选人他说这个跟墨西哥中间要筑起一道很高的墙啊。
Today, the presidential, one of the candidates says, I want to build a physical wall between US and Mexico.
那一面呢，他好像这是一个解决的办法。
On one hand, that could be a solution.
另外可能有一般人他说，这个墙应该都拆掉哈，应该是门户大开的。还比较有爱心。
Maybe the other side would say, no, we should break down this wall so that we can show our love.
但是我们看见该由呢，他是按真理而行啊。
But here it says Gaius is someone who loved in truth and walked in truth.
弟兄姐妹，那我们就要看看说，他按真理而行，他表现出来的特点到底是什么呢？
So when this person is walking in truth, how does he walk in truth?
我们一起来读一下约翰三书第五节到第八节。
So let's read John, Third John 5-8.
亲爱的弟兄啊，凡你向做客旅之弟兄所行的，都是遵心的。他们在教会面前证明了你的爱。你若配得过神，帮助他们往前行，这就好了。因为他们是为主的名出外，对于外邦人一无所取，所以我们应该接待这样的人，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。他按照真理而行。
Gaius walked in truth.
他的特点在这边告诉我们说，是凡你向客旅之弟兄所行的。
And he shows itby acting faithfully to the strangers.
那特别就是他在接待这些客旅的弟兄。
Especially when he received these strangers.
那这些弟兄呢，他们外出传道做主的工。
And when these brothers are sent out in God's name to preach the gospel.
他们对于外邦人是一无所取的。
And they take nothing from the Gentiles.
所以该由不单要接待他们。
So not only Gaius,help this man.
但他这里呢，讲到就是说，他们往前的时候，他要帮助他们。
So when these brothers go forth, he is there to support them.
也就是说，这些人在外邦人中间，他们是一无所取。
So these brothers, they don't take anything from the stranger.
他们要往前，在路上所需的，你要供给他们的。
And when they go forward, Gaius support them.
那我们讲到说，这样的接待，这样的爱心的表现，这是他的一个爱的彰显，一个见证。
So when he received and helped his brothers, he is revealing love.
那这边是让我们知道，老约翰称赞他是按真理而行。
So that's why John praised him because he loved in truth.
他是何等的喜乐。
And that's how John became joyous.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们从二书和三书，我们就看见真理和爱是不冲突的。
So when we read 2 John and 3 John, we understand that love and truth are together, coexist.
在爱中来行出这个真理。
That in love, you act out this truth.
在真理中来彼此相爱。
And you can also, in truth, love one another.
那他特别讲到该由他接待这些客旅。
And he talked about Gaius, how he helped these brothers that are strangers.
主耶稣在马太十章四十节讲说，人接待你们就是接待我。
And in Matthew 10:40, Jesus says that whoever receives the little ones receives me.
接待我就是接待那差我来的。
And if you receive me, you receive the one who sent me.
这是一个太宝贵的一句话哈。
And how precious is these words?
你们人接待你们就是接待我们的主。
And when people receive you, then they're receiving the Lord.
所以今天主把我们在地上要成为他一个爱和真理的见证能够活出来。
So today the Lord wants to make us a witness of His love in truth.
他这边讲到说，你接待了这些外出做工的。
He says here when you receive these brothers.
那他讲到说，叫我们与他们一同为真理做工。
So that we can work with them in truth.
这个一同为真理做工就是这些人在外面做工。
Now, to be a fellow workers with the truth, meaning that when they are doing things out there,
那你呢是在这里来接待。
When you receive these people,
但是你和他和他所做的工是一同有份的。
And when you do that, now you are fellow workers with them.
今天在镇上征战的。
Today, there are people that are fighting this spiritual battle.
和看守器具的。
And the people that are keeping watch,
他们所得的是一样的。
What they will receive at the end are the same.
这是大摩记上第三十章二十节说，上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少。
In Samuel, it says, whoever fights the battle and whoever keep watch, they will receive the same.
我们当然知道，在当时候的时代，因为不像今天有这么多旅馆，这么多的地方容易去居住。
Because if we think back at that time, there are not so many hotels or motels everywhere for people to stay in.
那当时候神打发出去的这些工人，他们在外邦人中间是一无所取的。
So when the workers of God go into the Gentiles, they don't receive anything from the Gentiles.
所以接待在当时候是很重要。
So that's why it's important for someone to receive them.
但是弟兄姐妹，今天主若给我们有机会。
So brothers and sisters, today if you are given that chance,
我们看见说接待是一个非常有福的一个服事。
Understand to welcome and receive is a blessing.
你把一杯凉水给小子中最小的一个，你就是给主了。
If you give a glass of cold water to the youngest one, you're giving it to the Lord.
坐在小子中最小的一个身上，就是坐在主身上。
Even if you do things to the smallest of the brothers, you are doing it for the Lord.
当主给我们机会的时候
，So when the Lord gives you this chance,
我们里面是充满了欢喜快乐。
Let us receive that chance with joy.
这是在按真理把神的爱能够彰显出来的一个机会。
Because that's the time you can love in truth.
在马太福音第十章四十一节
，In Matthew 10:41,
他说：“人因为先知的名接待先知。”
He says that because of the name of the prophets, people receive them.
他说：“必得先知的赏赐。”
They will receive the rewards from the prophets.
人以义人的名接待义人。
And if men receive righteous men because they are righteous,
必得义人所得的赏赐。
And they will receive the righteous reward.
那圣经里面的该犹有好几位。
So in the Bible, there are many Gaius.
我们没有办法确定到底哪一位是这边所讲的该犹。
And we're not sure which Gaius John is talking to.
不过在哥林多教会也有一个该犹。
But in the church of Colossians,
他的特点跟这个该犹是很像的。
In the church of Corinthians, there's a Gaius that is very similar to this Gaius John is talking to.
他的特点也是接待。
And his specialty is to be hostile, to receive.
而且他是接待全教会。
And to receive the whole church.
很可能教会是在他家里聚会的。
Or maybe he opened up his home for the church.
今天主给我们机会能够接待，这是一个非常蒙福的事情。
So today, if you're given that chance to open up your home and to greet, is a great chance.
我记得我还在做学生的时候。
I remember when I was a student.
我三姐呢，她买了一个 condo.
Then my sister, she bought a condo.
后来她回台湾去好长一段时间。
And after she bought the house, she went back to Taiwan for a while.
她就找我说去帮她看房子。
So she asked me to look after her house.
她说在 Mount Utah 就在教会的旁边，很近。
Was next to the church in Montreal Park. It was close.
所以我就一个人去那里看房子。
So would I would go look over the house.
那段时间呢，教会很多时候有传道人或者有些来服侍各种需要的时候呢，我那边就变成一个接待的家庭。
So at that time, when ministers or other foreigners come, we would open up that house to receive them.
讲那个家庭哈，我是单身哈，那个时候，那这个就成为接待的地方。
So at that time I was single, so that place would be a greeting place.
哦，那个时候正好在做这本诗歌。
At that time we were putting the song books together.
啊，有一位弟兄从加拿大来。
And there's a brother that came from Canada.
他专门就来校对诗歌。
And he come to verify the songs.
啊，他房间里面有各种各样的这个诗歌，上海的什么1052首啊，反正各种翻译本。哇，真是好多好多。
So in his room, there will be different translations and pieces of different hymn books from different places of the world.
我接待他。
So when I receive him,
但是我觉得非常的蒙福。
And I was so blessed.
听他里面他讲了好多关于诗歌里面的真理啊、学习啊、认识啊。
Because through him, I get to learn a lot about the song.
后来他写了一幅的字哈。
And then he wrote a calligraphy at the end.
啊，进入幔内，瞻仰荣耀基督。
He says, go inside the veil to witness God.
出到营外，跟随卑微耶稣。
And to go outside of camp and be humble before the Lord.
宝座冠冕如果将我鼓舞。
It is the throne and the glory that encourage me.
马槽十架岂能使我裹足。
It is the manger and the cross that makes me fulfilled.
这是他在校对诗歌的时候，是我们诗歌本里面的其中的一节哈。
And it is in one of the songs.
把那个字写好，从那个时候就一直成了我的挂在书房里面的一个座右铭。
And once he wrote this writing to me, it's now been a painting in my house.
哦，我觉得很有福。
And I felt that I was really blessed.
啊，有一位老弟兄，那个潘弟兄。
There's an older brother, Brother Poon.
啊，住在我那里。
And he lived there for a while.
啊，后来我结婚的时候呢，他为我们证婚。
And when I was getting married, he was our witness.
啊，他就讲到说，他好长时间那个时候住跟我住在一起啊，那个时候我们单身嘛，他说他就一直为我跟萱萱祷告啊。
And then he tells us that when he was living with me, he would pray for me and Michelle.
我那段时间他没告诉我。
And at that time I didn't know.
不，很蒙福啊。
But I was so blessed.
弟兄姐妹，我只是讲一点说，你把家里打开的时候，非常蒙福的。
So brothers and sisters, I tell you that when you open up your house, you will be blessed.
后来我跟我姊妹，我们开始工作，就买了一个很小的房子。
And then after that, Michelle and I, we got married, we got a small house.
有两个房间，有一个厕所。
Two rooms and a bath.
然后呢，我们还没有小孩。
We were without child back then.
但是我回想起来，真是很有福。另外那个房间几乎从来没有空过。
When I thought about it, we were so blessed that the other room, it was never empty.
所以接待是一个蒙福的事情。
So to greet, receive, and welcome is a blessing.
但是当老约翰在讲到二书的时候，好像你看见说他真是非常严厉的。
On second John, John gives a lot of warning, firm warning.
有一些人呢，你连家里都不能让他进来的。
He says that you should not receive a certain some people into your home.
你不能问安的。
People that you should not even greet.
这样子好像又很不讲情面的。
If you just look at that chapter, it looks like he is a really rude person.
可是到了三书。
But on third John.
该有，他不是说该有你的爱心的表现啊，我非常的喜乐。
He's not saying and praising Gaius because he's showing of love.
他说该有你按真理而行，我非常的喜乐。
But he says that he is in great joy because Gaius loved in truth.
啊，我们就看见该有他真理而行。按真理而行呢，他行出来的表现是一个爱的行动。
So when Gaius loved in truth, he also walked in truth.
在爱中来接纳。
That in truth he received.
啊，所以我们就认识到说，在爱中来行真理。
So let us understand how do we love and walk in truth.
在真理中来彼此相爱。
That in truth we love one another.
那这两个是完全是不冲突的。
The two things that go side by side.
那今天接待 就和这些服侍的呢，是跟他们是一同在工作上有份的。
And today, if you receive someone who preaches and works for Christ, then you are a fellow worker with this person.
在上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少。
The one who goes in the battle will receive the same as the people that are keeping watch in the back.
我们就认识到说，在神的家里面，没有一个服侍是比另外一个服侍，你说这是更重要的。
So let us understand that there is no one service in the church that is more important than another service.
或者说这个呢，他得的赏赐恐怕是更大的。
Or you cannot say that this person will get more than the other person.
因为上阵的得多少，看守器具的也得多少。
Because the one who go forth and fight a battle will receive the same as the one who keep watching the back.
那些在外面传福音的，你说他非常的辛苦。
The one that who go outside and preach the gospel, yes, they have a hard job.
他遇到好多的危险。
Yes, they go into a lot of dangerous places.
不容易，他的奖赏应该是大的，更大的。
So uneasy for them, they should receive a great reward.
但是我不过把家里打开，我不过是接待一下。
Yes, the one that open up the doors and receive them.
可是我们知道是与他们一同为真理来做工的。
And these people that open up their houses are now fellow workers with the truth.
今天主把我们量在一起。
Today the Lord put us together.
有不同的恩赐。
We all have different gifts.
有不同的功用。
We have different functions.
有不同的机会
We have different opportunities.
但是主教我们就是同心合意
But the Lord asks us to work in one accord
来一同兴旺福音
To preach the gospel
来一同彰显这个荣耀的见证
Together reveal him in truth
我们在爱中来把真理行出来
And in love we walk in truth
今天神的家里面是的我们需要这个爱多多的充满我们
Yes, today in God's house we need to be filled by this love
但是另外一面我们也知道在这个末后的世代
And on the other hand we know that at the end of days
特别我们说这个后现代主义是以自己为中心的
Especially today all people care about isOurselves, we are self-centered.
所以对他们来讲呢，在这个后现代主义的人的里面呢，他不把真理做一个是一个绝对的标准的。
So now, for people, they don't have an absolute truth.
没有一个绝对的真理。
They don't have an absolute truth.
人照着自己的感觉是他的活着的中心。
People who are self-centered will think that whenever they feel the truth is, that's the truth.
弟兄姐妹，这是非常可怕的。
Brothers and sisters, that's a dangerous thought.
所以这个征战在我们今天。比老约翰那个时候一点不少的。
So today, the battles that we face is not a smaller battle than what John and the churches faced at then.
我们要认识什么才是真理。
So let us understand what is the truth.
主耶稣基督他说我就是真理。
Jesus Christ says, I am the truth.
圣灵就是真理。
The Holy Spirit is the truth.
神的道就是真理。
God's words are the truth.
我们渴慕神的话。
So let us long for God's word.
圣灵要带我们进入一切的真理。
Let the Holy Spirit lead us into the truth.
叫我们里面有一个分辨。
So that now we can set ourselves apart.
这个不接受神儿子道成肉身，成了肉身来的。
Whoever refuses to believe that Christ is the Word in flesh,
你里面能不能够一个很清楚的分辨，这是敌基督的。
Separate them from you and label them as the deceiver, the antichrist.
这不是属神的。
He is not from God.
弟兄姐妹，在末后的时代，征战是越来越猛烈。
Brothers and sisters, at the end of days, the battle will get more fierce.
我们必须要知道怎么样按真理而行。
So let us learn how to walk in truth.
我们怎么样在真理中来相爱？
How do we love in truth?
如何在爱中来行真理
？And in love, how do we do it in truth?
那我们就从约翰二书、三书，我们看见这两个摆在一起，让我们有一个清楚完全的认识。
So when we put 2 John and 3 John together, you will have a complete understanding.
我们再把约翰三书第四节，我们一起把它最后读一下哈。约翰三书第四节
，3 John verse 4。
我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这个大的。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐没有比这个大的。
To hear of my children walking in the truth, I have no greater joy than this.
让我们彼此勉励。
So let us encourage each other.
我们再来唱诗歌273首。
Let us sing Psalm 273.
求主，求圣灵带我们进入一切的真理，请弟兄姊妹为我们弹一句，我们就开始来唱。我们请弟兄姊妹。